So we left off yesterday, tried to make sense of two Gemaras that seem almost to contradict each other. The Gemara that we're learning, Sachem of Hemad Beis, tells us that if you follow the view of Mitoch, which of course we do, so you're allowed to do things on Yom Tov, even though they're not food-oriented per se, so too it should be perfectly permissible to burn chametz on Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva had a whole why you can't burn chametz on Yom Tov. The Gemara quickly committed Rabbi Akiva to the non-Mitoch camp. We who are in the Mitoch camp, we should have no hesitations about burning chametz on Yom Tov. Problem is, the Gemara in Pesach and Davavim and Aleph says, if you find chametz on Yom Tov, don't burn it. The Gemara says, cover it up with a kli and deal with it on Chol HaMoed. So why not? Why can't I burn it? So we saw yesterday two different approaches. One was Tosfos, one was Iran. According to Tosfos, Min HaTorah, of course you can burn it, Mitoch. And that's what our Gemara is talking about there, Isa. Rabbi Davav is talking about a tangential problem in the Rabbanu called Mukta, which is not at all of any concern of Rabbi Akiva and the Psukim and the Droshes about Tashbisu. There happens to be a superimposed in the Rabbanu called Mukta, which prevents Shulamaisa from burning the Chametz. But basically, Davav is irrelevant on a level there, Isa. The Ran had a different approach. The Ran said that the only reason why you can't burn that Chametz with Davav is because you were already Mavatal the Chametz before Yom Tov. And the subsequent burning is at most only a tzorach de rabbanan, and the Ran is a very unique approach, which again probably is not even accepted in halacha, that tzorachim de rabbanan don't really qualify as valid, legitimate tzorachim to permit malacha yantif. So that's why Davav is almost the exception to the rule. So basically, Bein Levi tells Bein Levi Ran, what is preventing you from burning chametz Davav is really something different, something unique, something tangential, either mukta or the fact that you happen personally to be involved in the chametz. But the ikaron, in our Torah, there's nothing wrong with burning chametz. And yeah, mitoch shutro tzolotzorach, which is not mishulotzorach. Well, there's a third approach that I didn't put on the marmikomas. People would get that fall. I think it's on the fall marmikomas. So we'll jump the gun a little bit on it. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah is a startling shot mitamatzmo. And the Kesef Mishnah was written by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is not really a Rishon. Shulchan Aruch is kind of on that borderline. You know, anyone pre-Shulchan Aruch is still considered to be almost like a late Rishon. Anyone post-Shulchan Aruch is considered to be already an early Acharon. And the Shulchan Aruch is kind of a walking both sides of the fence. But every once in a while, the Shulchan Aruch, the Kesef Mishnah, in a sense, argues the Rishon, gives his own pshat. Here, he offers a third pshat. He offers an innovative pshat as to, he claims maybe this is Dasa Rama, perhaps. But he formulates the following fascinating approach. Since it gets the Mishnah, there is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos and in Masechet Pesachim that tells us that you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. We spoke a little bit about this Gemara in the past. You can't burn kachim sulim on Yom Tov. The prototype is no, sir. I brought a cup in Pesach and I'm supposed to eat it all. The ochlos habosa b'layla zeh. So Siri Menu at Belker, but I was a little bit careless or a little bit too full, and the mice, a little bit of the meat left over. What do I do? But nice Siri Menu at Belker, the Torah says explicitly, you burn it. It's a mitzvah straightest nicer. As an example of any meat that becomes tome, nicer, pigle, straightest kachim so. It's a mitzvah near ice, but nice Siri Menu at Belker, the Torah comes to touch about that, explains to us, which Belker is that? So Siri Menu at Belker, but no Siri Menu at Belker, what morning? If you would have asked me, I would have said the morning of the 15th of Nisan, right? Says the Torah should have said, no. If it was the morning of the 15th of Nisan, then the Torah should have said as follows. Lo so siru mimenu ad boker, v'hanosa mimenu ba'eshti sarej. Why does the Torah say v'hanosa mimenu ad boker? What's the second ad boker? Litid od boker. It means the following morning. You have to wait until Chol HaMoed. So one day on, you have to wait until Tezai Nisan in order to burn the nosa. Why? The fish ain't surfing kachim yantif. Because you can't burn kachim on yantif. That's the din. That even though, what's wrong with burning kachim? Throw it to the fire. It's a mitzvah. No. It's a xeris across of ain't surfing kachim yantif. Comes against the mission and says, ain't surfing kachim yantif. Who are denying me, ain't surfing chametz yantif. Because serefas chametz, beer chametz, is not all that different from serefas. No, sir. What's the precedent to make such an equation between kachim and chametz? Let's not forget, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Where did ein bir chametz el shreifa come from in the first place? Ein bir chametz el shreifa, that came from nosa. Just as nosa requires shreifa, So to chometz for shreifa. So you see already there's a connection. There's some kind of a connection between the dinim of removing kachim and the dinim of removing chometz. The details of that connection, the parameters of that connection, gavras, chafetz, those are previous. Those are brisket Torah of the past several weeks. But there is a connection. Says the Kesef Mishnah Mi'atzmo, another point of that connection. Just as you can't burn kachim on yontif, you can't burn chometz on yontif. Ad kan divrei Kesef Mishnah. According to the Kesef Mishnah, what's preventing you from burning chametz on yontif is a din min haTorah. It's not doing muktzah derabbanan. Not due to the fact that you weren't mevatel the chametz. It's a din min haTorah staring in your face called ein sorfin kachim yontif. If that's the case, come the gedolei acharonim and jump on the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, Avraham, others jump on the Kesef Mishnah. Say, wait a second. According to you, the Kesef Mishnah, that it is inconceivable to burn chametz on yontif because that's covered, that's subsumed on the heading of ein sofin kachim yontif. What's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara says in the Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva says you can't tashpisu can't be tesvav. It's impossible for the mitzvah of Yom Rishon to be the first day of Pesach because you can't burn your chametz on yontif. And the Gemara says, oh, that's Rabbi Akiva who denies mitoch. Rabbi Akiva only said his statement because he's from Beishamai. But according to Beis Hillel, there's nothing wrong. According to Beis Hillel, Yom Rishon could have theoretically been Yom Rishon. I mean, nobody really says Yom Rishon means Yom Rishon, truthfully, but one could have. The Gemara says it's Nitan Hayamer of Yom Rishon means a Yantif and destroy the Chametz and Yantif, burn the Chametz and Yantif. How could you make a fire in Yantif? What's the big deal? I have my fireplace going from Yantif. I throw some more wood in, throw the Chametz in, and call it a day. What's the big deal? The Gemara says that's okay. The Gemara says the only reason why you can't do it is because your Akiva holds you don't say Mitoch. But if you would have accepted Mitoch, it would have been all right. Yes, I'm going to run against the Kesef Mishnah. According to you, who just superimposed the new Issa, you just discovered America. You discovered a brand new Issa called Ein Sorfin Kachim Yontif and applied it to Chametz. So that Issa should be true. Bein if you hold it Bisham, if you hold it Bisham. So what's going on in that Gemara? So Bishlam, according to Tosus, who said that the only thing preventing you burning Chametz and Yontif was Muktzah. So that's a Derabon. You can't ask a Kasha on a Drasha Deraisa. Bein of Iran, who said the only thing preventing you from burning the chametz in Pesach and Avav is because you were already mevatel the chametz, and therefore it's only a derabbanan, it's not a tzorech. So good, on the hey, you weren't mevatel the chametz yet. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, says there's an all across sweeping statement, ein sofin kachim miyantif, and therefore ein sofin chametz miyantif. It's an equation between the two, chayt lo yavor. So how can the Gemara make the permissibility or lack thereof of burning chametz and yontif dependent upon Bisham and Bisham? What's that? Bisham and Bisham? Ain't suffering kachim and yontif. Finish, end of discussion. So the Acharonim explain the answer to the Kesef Mishnah is as follows. Why is it conceptually ain't suffering kachim and yontif? It's a very, very mundane, very strange thing. It's a pasuk. Okay. Is it more to it than just exerts a custom? More than just quirk, just a kacha, never halacha? Ain't sofer kachim yontif. So Rashi, in one place, writes a fascinating insight into why is this? It's not just, you can't just state this in a vacuum. Says Rashi, you don't want ain't sofer kachim yontif. If you think about it, where did this tzorech emanate from? This grandiose tzorech of burning kachim. This is yesterday's korban. This is a whole digger carbon. This is a Yidalin carbon. I brought the carbon on Yidalin. I did the Zrikas Adam, I did everything on Yidalin. Ate it. And now, Nebuch have leftovers on Tezvav. This is a continuation of yesterday's Avodah. If you think about it, says Rashi, that is radically different from carrying a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, from carrying a lulav on Sukkot. Why? Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is today's mitzvah. Lulav is today's mitzvah. Pushing my baby carriage is today's simchas yontif. Carrying my machzor is today's tefillah. Whenever you have a tzorech, that's a yontif to tzorech. The engine that's driving the tzorech is yontif. That's achasher achal chonefesh levadol yisrael lachem. That was permitted by the Torah. Whenever the tzorech is yesterday's tzorech, and it just kind of schlepped over into yontif, and now I got to put the final touches on what was really yesterday's mitzvah, that's not cool. A tzorech, hayom. That's not yontif. That's the exercise across. So it's not just quirk, just a kachnam, a chug, lishum dam, ain't suffer kachim yontif. No, says Rashi. There's a rationale to it. ain't serving kosher b'yantiv because you can't do yesterday's tzarech today. What led Rashi to believe that that's the pshat? Rashi's writing a sefer chinuch, writing a sermon as to what the reason for din is. Very simple, Rashi says. The Gemara in Shabbos says that what if I have a baby that was supposed to have a bris last week? Baby was sick. We had to push off the bris. If now the baby's all better and read through the bris of Shabbos, obviously you can't do the bris of Shabbos. Only a mila b'zmana is the Shabbos. What if it's yomtiv? It's a mila shalom b'zmana. What can I do it on yomtiv? So catch this. There's a good svara to say you should be able to do the mila on yomtiv. I'll tell you what, listen to this lomdus. According to many, many Rishonim, what's wrong with doing a mila? What's the malach involved in a mila? The issur of chovel. Chovel, according to many Rishonim, Rabbi Tam and others, it's an issur of netilas neshama. It's an issur, it's almost like shechting. It's like taking a life. Ki adam hu nefesh. Are you allowed to take a life on yomtiv? You're allowed to shecht on yomtiv? I'm allowed to shecht on yomtiv. Catch this one. Mitoch shahutra shechita l'tzorech ochol nefesh. Hutra nami shalom l'tzorech ochol nefesh. So I have a baby that was supposed to have a bris a month ago. Bachshem recovered. The doctors gave me the green light. And today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So do the bris now. What's the big deal? You're allowed to shecht the chicken today. You're allowed to shecht the chicken today. Why can't you draw blood today? Mitoch should be matar. So you know what the Gemara says? No. The Mishnah says you can't do that. A mila shalom b'zmana can't take place in yomtiv. Why not? You know why? The Gemara says levisha ain't surfing kachu b'yomtiv. The baby's not a carbon. I'm not burning anybody. So, well, what do the words mean? It says Rashi, it's the same word. It's yesterday's mila. It's last month's mila. This is not a tzarchayom. Tzarchayom means today's sukkah, today's Rosh Hashanah, today's yomtiv. Today I want to walk my child. Today I want to take my machs to the shul. I want to blow my shofar. Those tzrachim the Torah is matter. What should have really been done yesterday, and we're not blaming you for not doing yesterday. The doctors in the mail said you can't do yesterday. It's true, but it's still yesterday's mitzvah. That's not covered by the parsha of the Heter, Echol Nefesh, Lash, B'tachin. That's Rashi's assertion. If that's the case, now the Gemara reads Mamish beautifully. Can't read even more beautiful, more Masoch Midvash. The Gemara Nevav says, Gevalt, you find Chametz on Yantif. You can't burn it. So Tosa his chat, and their chat, and Rana's his chat. Against the Mishnah offers his chat. It's innovative chat. Says against the Mishnah, you know why ain't so, you know why you can't burn the chametz? Ain't surfing, kachem yantif. What's the common theme between ain't surfing kachem and ain't surfing chametz? It's yesterday's mitzvah. When were you supposed to get rid of your chametz? On your dalid. What is the shmisu? Yesterday. You're supposed to get rid of your chametz. You goofed. You counted 10 pieces and your kids counted 11 pieces. Now you find an extra piece of challah sitting in the back of the bathroom somewhere. I only give that example because, of course, it happened to us many, many years ago. So you find another piece of challah and then you realize that your kids don't know how to count. So you have a piece of challah, moitzacha must be on diff. You can't burn it. Why not? Says against the Mishnah, it's awesome in the rice and burn it. You should ain't suffering kachem on diff. That makes perfect sense. You know why? Because it was yesterday's mitzvah. What's the Gemara talking about in our sugya nefesh? Agamar is Rabbi Akiva analyzing what does Yom HaRishon mean? Does Yom HaRishon mean today, the first day Yontif? Does Yom HaRishon mean Erev Yontif? So Rabbi Akiva says it can't mean Yontif. You know why? Because you can't do Malach on Yontif. You can't burn on Yontif. The Gemara says, according to Beis Hillel, you could burn on Yontif. Why? Because if Yom HaRishon means today, then guess what? It's today's mitzvah. In that world of make believe, the world of fantasy, that Yom HaRishon, what if Yom HaRishon would have meant Yontif? Then it would have been mutter to burn on yantif. You know why? That wouldn't have been a violation of ain't suffering kachem yantif, because that would have been like carrying a lulav and a shayfar. That would have been today's mitzvah. It would have been perfectly legit to burn chametz on yantif according to Beis Hillel. Achba Yom HaRishon. If Yom HaRishon would have meant today, the only way Rabbi Akiva proved that it doesn't mean today is Rabbi Akiva was from Tamid B'Shama, and for this regard from Tamid B'Shama. So Rabbi Akiva says, wait, we who deny mitoch for us. We can't carry a shofar. If you can't carry a shofar, then you can't burn chametz either. But according to Tamid Beis Hillel, that you carry a shofar, when you can do today's tzarachim, that this would have been today's tzarech, and it would have been perfectly legitimate to burn the chametz on Yom HaTzel. So the Kesemish is not against the Gemara. Kesemish is fakirat, is 100% in sync with the Gemara. When all the dust settles in the sugya, we have three different biurim, at least. There are actually more. Hopefully we'll get that vav, we'll see another one. But there are at least three workable biurim as to why on the Vav we're not burning the chametz. The simple reading of the Gemara on the Fe is that if you hold from Mitoch, you can burn chametz on Yontif. What changed when you turn the page? When you turn the pages, you shifted from the payment base to Vav and Aleph. What changed? Why in the Fe is it okay? Why is it the Vav becomes also? According to Tosfos, Muktzah got superimposed in the Rabbanan. According to the Rad, the case changed that the fellow was already Mavalt of the chametz. And according to the Kesef Mishnah, no, it was an Issa D'Oraisa. What changed was, on the Hey, we were working within the fantasy that maybe Yom HaRishon means Yontif. On the Vav, we're talking about the reality. The Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Yontif. It means yesterday. Therefore, it's yesterday's mitzvah. It's like yesterday's milah. It's like yesterday's korban. And it's all subsumed under the category of Ein Sof and Kachim Yontif. So three different Biurim in the Sunya. No, I don't think so. I think that link is really that's a deraisidic link, and it's a, you know, whether or not practically we're bringing a carbon base, I don't think that changes the lumbus of the link. I think everything changes for instance. I think so.
First of all, just quickly, does, according to Rashi, doesn't Rashi hold that mitoch you don't need any tzorach at all?
Hanging up. You're setting the stage for the next 2 minutes. Hang in there, yeah.
When you burn Nobis on Yom Tov, that has nothing to do with Tzorach Yom Tov. But when you burn Chametz on Pesach, that's very much a Yom Tov need. That's Tzorach Yom Tov.
Well,
I don't want to violate.
Right, but that Belachora, when Tosfos said that you need a Tzorach, so a Tzorach, the Chorot Tzorach Mitzvah should qualify as, like, let's say, for example, I want to learn Bav Mitzvah on Yom Tov, so I'm allowed to carry my Sefer. Can you call that a Yom Tov need? It's a mitzvah, Tava Torah. That I want to do this mitzvah, so that's called Tzorach Hayom, where I want to fulfill the mitzvah derais. So it doesn't have to be like Sukkah and Lulav, it doesn't look like Lulav and Shofar per se. Any Tzorach Mitzvah, Chorot, is also called the Tzorach Hayom. But we now have to take everything we've talked about and go back to literally the Aleph Beis of Mitoch, because everything's hinging on Mitoch. And we've referenced this machlokes many, many times, but it's important for us to reacquaint ourselves with this question and see how it plays out in terms of our sugya. So the real sugya Mitoch is on Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph and Beis, and I think we'll look at the fifth of the Rambam Kamos, the famous Mishnah. B'shami omrim ein motzin lo asakotav lo asalulav lo asevetov shesarabim v'b'shalom mativim. Shammai says you can't carry the baby, and you can't carry the lulav, and you can't carry the sefer Torah, and be still permitted. What exactly is the machlokes? So finally, the Gemara has one shot, and the Gemara backs out, and the Gemara goes back to it. So we'll pick it up on the second line. The second line of the Gemara. B'shami diami lower minim mitoch shu'tro tzolot tzorech, chudam shalot tzorech. So the Gemara presents it as mitoch. And again, even though there was an open pshat in the machlekes, at the end of the day, this is how we assume halacha. This is the real machlekes. It all revolves around whether you accept the pistol mitoch or not. So Rashi has a very, very important comment on this Gemara. This is Rashi says, if you really truly accept mitoch like we do, like Beis Hillel, Mitoch l'chor has no bounds, has no limits. Rashi translates, Mitoch shehutro tzol l'tzorech, if it's mutter kari l'tzorech, hutro nami shalol l'tzorech. Rashi understood shalol l'tzorech to mean no reason, no purpose. There is nothing pushing you to carry this item. I'm doing it stam levatala bi'alma. That's okay. Minatari, that's okay. Tosa says it can't. Tosa says, look at all the examples in the Mishnah. The baby, the shofar, the lulav, the sefer Torah. Those are all examples of tzorachim. So what does the Gemara mean when it says shalol l'tzorach? Shalol l'tzorach means shalol l'tzorach echol nefesh. It means unlike our colleagues Bishama, who say you can carry a bottle of wine and a box of chocolate, nothing more, we hold you can push a baby carriage. We hold you can carry a lulav and a shofar. But they say you can carry anything and everything. Why you drama? No such thing. No such entity according to Shinas HaTosfos. And therefore, according to Tosfos, if you carry something shalol l'tzorach klal, that's an issur d'oraisa. Chai malchus. It's an issur gomer min haTorah, even according to Beis Hillel, according to the view of the Shinas HaTosfos. So we have a lot of work to do in terms of conceptually what this machlokes is all about, and of course how it's going to impact our sugya. But we have to address the issues that Tosfos raises against Rashi, because Tosfos has several questions against Rashi. Probably the most difficult question they pose to Rashi is the Gemara in the sixth of the Mar Mikomos. So we have to first understand the sugya, and then understand why this Gemara poses such a serious challenge to Rashi. So Itbar, sixth of the Mar Mikomos. Ha'ofa b'yantif l'chol. A person bakes on Yontif specifically for after Yontif. It's late in the day, it's 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. He's not eating anymore. He's already stuffed to the gills. This is for after Yontif. So, Mutter, also, what's the halacha? Rav Chisda amar lo ke. Rav Chisda says, you chayim halkas. Rabba amar ino lo ke. Rabba says, you chayim halkas. What's the machlokes? Rav Chisda amar lo ke. Lo aminan hol umikle orachim chazile. Rav Chisda says, what's the tzarech ayam? Acha she ocha lechol nefesh. You're allowed to cook on Yontif for orachim nefesh. What's the orachim nefesh? This is for tomorrow's lunch. What's the orachim nefesh? Allah, you're going to tell me, Baba might say that. No, maybe a guest is going to come. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Someone's going to come there and eat Yontif. They didn't eat lunch yet. So I'm going to give them this challah to eat. Oh, so that's the tzarchayom. Rav Chisda says, let's be real. You didn't invite the guest. He's probably not going to show up anyway. We don't accept that possibility. Rabba says, no. Ain't a like it. Rabba says, we do accept that principle. Aminan ha'il. That we can say ha'il. According to Rabba, also the starting point is you have to cook with Tzarech Hayom, and this is, seems to be not Tzarech Hayom. But Rabba lives in the world of make believe that maybe a guest will show up. A guest will show up, and since a guest may show up, so we can hide behind calling this Tzarech Hayom as well. So Bein the Rabba, Bein the Rav Chisda, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov with Tzarech Hayom. The whole machlekes Rabbi and Chisda was is that how do you fine tune what's called Tzarech Hayom? As far as Tzarech Hayom called what the reality is, Bashem Sham right now. Right now, there's nobody available to eat this piece of challah. Or do we take into account the possibility, the almost fantasy that maybe someone's going to show up in the future? Comes Tosus and he asks against Rashi. Wait a second, Rashi, if you're right that mitoch is matel legamri, there are no limitations on mitoch. That Mitoch says, any malach and yontif, you're allowed to do malach and nefesh, you can do for no reason whatsoever. Why Rabbi and Rav Chisda wasting their time arguing about whether guests are going to come or not? You're on a desert island, no guests are coming. You're in the middle of a pandemic, no one's coming to your house. It should still be mutter. Why? Why is it worse than just carrying for no reason? Why is it worse than lighting fires for no reason? According to Rashi, shalol itzar klalu 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 mutter. So why is this a problem? Even Rab, who permitted this, only permitted it because he believed the guests are going to come. But lu yitzuya, that you're on the desert island and no guests are going to come. So even Rab would presumably agree that it's also. What's the yisur according to Rashi? What happened to Mitoch? So this is the famous kasha of Tos against Rashi. Tos says, because of this kasha, obviously we're right, that Mitoch was never mater but shalol tzarech klal uklal, and this is shalol tzarech klal uklal, unless you accept Tohu. So what's the answer for Rashi? So there are two approaches to answer Rashi Shita. One is, we call it like the simple, you know, very, very, not along the ship, so to speak, approach. And the other is the fancy razzle-dazzle approach. So the simple approach appears actually in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Maseches Beitza. We have a small version of Shita Mekubetzes in Maseches Beitza. So in Maseches Beitza, Shita Mekubetzes quotes from one of the Rishonim, I don't remember from who says the answer is Enoch Enam. If you really accept Mitoch, then you don't really need this entire sugya of Pesach and Nafim Bava Reis. Not everyone accepts Mitoch. We usually think Meshamai denies Mitoch. There was some Tamina Beisil who also denied Mitoch. If you learn the whole sugya and Beit stuff, you realize that there are others who gave a different beer why Beisil permitted carrying the shofar in the lulav. Not everybody necessarily accepts Mitoch. So that entire sugya, lock, stock, and barrel of Pesach and Nafim Bava, is aliba to those who deny Mitoch. But if you really hope for Mitoch, the question is better than the answer. You really don't need Ha'il. As I state, the Mishnah and Mishnah the Gemara. Whenever you see an answer like that, you realize someone's going to come with a different answer. I mean, the Gemara never says that. The Gemara never connects the dots. The Gemara never says, oh, this is a Yishlok Halacha. None of that appears in the Gemara. So the Acharonim have an entirely different approach, a very long-dish approach as to what's the Bira Dover, B'das Rashi. What's going on according to Rashi? What do you need hole for? And what happened to Mitoch? And Mitoch is really true, like Rashi said, knows no bounds. So what's going on this Machlokes Rabbi and Rav Chisda? So hopefully, it's Hashem, on Friday, we'll go back to that kasha. And the answer to that kasha is going to directly relate to our chametz saga, to our dilemma as to when you can't burn chametz on Yontif. So a lot of that's going to hinge, a lot of it's going to revolve around what Shittas Rashi really is. And again, this will take us past into all this, the other related issues related to Yontif and Yontif and chametz and Pesach, etc. Hopefully, it's on Friday, we'll
the work
that was a big shot.